Hello, my name is Sam Kennerly. I'm a grad student at Drexel University Department of Physics, and I'm finishing my sixth year. My thesis is called Stochastic Models of Quantum Decoherence, and here's the two-minute version. Back in 1876, Loschmidt asked how Boltzmann derived irreversible dynamics from reversible mechanics. A version of this paradox shows up in quantum computing. The Schrödinger equation is reversible, but qubits seem to decohere irreversibly. Why? Experimentalists say, my laboratory is noisy. So, my thesis tries to represent those noises using what I call drunk models, quantum systems which stumble around randomly and don't do precisely what they're told to do. Here's how it works. Assume the Schrödinger equation is correct for each trial of an experiment, but identical trials are not exactly identical. Group theorists, like my advisor, picture qubit time evolution as a little point on a sphere moving in a strict progression from start to finish. But actually, from a non-deterministic, non-anticipating viewpoint, it's more like a big ball of wibbly-wobbly, timey-wimey stuff. Specifically, it's a stochastic differential equation with unitary sample paths, which are the sum of a deterministic drift and a martingale. But you don't need to know any jargon to get the idea. The Copenhagen interpretation says a quantum system has to pick a state when you observe it. It can't do any weirdo cat superpositions. But then you turn your head away, then you blink, and oh yes, it can. When you're not looking at them, quantum systems move fast, faster than you could believe. And every time you look away, the little noises add up. So to figure out where a system is going, you draw squiggles for the most probable paths it could follow. Average all of the squiggles and call the result a master equation. This thing looks irreversible, but not really. It's a statistical illusion. Now this is all just a small application of a very old and very big idea. Eddington called it the shuffle hypothesis, and Wigner and Jaynes called it anthropomorphic entropy. The idea is, nature never destroys information. It's scientists who can't keep up. Signals get lost in the noise and we lose track of them. And if that's really true, then nothing in the universe is ever erased. It's just hard to remember.